Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, April 14th. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of leadership and management news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
FastGuard Service launches nationwide armed ATM escort services to protect ATM technicians in the field. FastGuard Service has officially launched its armed ATM escort security services nationwide, available in all 50 U.S. states. This new offering aims to protect ATM service technicians during field repairs, ensuring their safety in high-risk and routine environments. With the rise of ATM-related crimes, technicians are increasingly targeted, prompting FastGuard Service to provide licensed, trained, and armed escort security guards to patrol alongside technicians. The service includes real-time oversight through the FastGuard app, with simple, transparent pricing using a per-stop model. CEO Roderick C. Payne Jr. emphasizes the importance of technicians feeling safe while on the job, offering 24/7 nationwide coverage in major metro areas. FastGuard Service, a reputable private security company, is known for its reliability, professionalism, and innovation in the security industry, providing a range of security services backed by the FastGuard app for real-time reporting and accountability.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.